I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Majestic mountains stretch across the horizon in T.C. Steele's Tennessee Mountain Land. The scene is coated in a blue haze, which cascades into a valley teeming with tall grass, trees, and blocks of stone. Steele was an American Impressionist, and he used thick paint and spontaneous brushwork to convey the fleeting effects of light on nature. Steele describes this landscape in loose chunks of color that capture the bright and warm atmosphere of the valley. Steele was a key member of the Hoosier Group, a group of five Indiana-born artists who were dedicated to the Impressionist style. He was born in Owen County, Indiana, but settled in Brown County for the majority of his later career, where he continued to paint the beautiful landscape of his home state. He believed Indiana held some of the most awe-inspiring environments he could capture on canvas. However, T.C. Steele painted Tennessee Mountain Land in 1899 when his family took a summer trip to the Rowan Mountains. Steele's wife, Libby, had contracted tuberculosis, and they hoped the fresh mountain air would help her. Although she did not recover, this painting captures the hope Steele had that the environment would heal Libby and benefit his family. We'd like to thank Ball State student Kimberly Holbrook for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.